Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, and Penny Grillo on 96.7
WKOB,
a new station for us tonight, bringing you today's first round district tournament play between the Waverly Tigers with a record of 17-6 and the Vinton County Vikings with a record of 21-2. Jeff, there is, if there's anyone left in Vinton County, I'm hoping that they're watching everything, because it seems like everybody's here, so it'd be a bad day for crime in Vinton County without people being there.
Well, I read a post before I left town this evening that someone said whoever's last out of town turned the lights off, so somebody remembered.
Yeah, Jeff, I would really like to thank, before we get into this, Bruce Knox for getting us on. He sent us a list of how many people are listening to us. We have people right now listening in Boston, Ann Arbor, Georgetown. It's just unbelievable the number of people, West Virginia, Florida. So we're going to have the national anthem, and singing the national anthem will be Austin Height from Vinton County. So we're going to stay right here and listen to our own Austin Height sing the national anthem. And that should be momentarily.
You going to sing with him?
No.
No.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Just checking.
He can sing, Jeff. I cannot.
I know he can sing.
You can sing.
But I'm not singing with him.
Right.
You have made it here to the convo. I want to welcome you to the competition.
So here's the introduction by Les Horvath.
At this time, you honor America.
So here will be the national anthem sung by our own Austin Height.
We ask you to please stand and remove your headgear as Austin Height from Vinton County High School sings our national anthem.
Here it is. He's getting a nice round of applause. Here's Austin Height. It out of the park with that national anthem. What a job by Austin Height, and that's got to get everybody fired up from the Vinton County side, players, and he's shaking Coach Combs' hand, the rest of them. That was wonderful, Jeff.
Did a good job.
Wonderful, Jeff. And we're just about ready. We'll get the starting lineups. Austin Height, great job. Jeff, I just got to ask you a question. Francis Scott Key wrote that song. Did you help him? Were you around then?
You're starting again.
All right, there you go. Jeff Thacker, former lead singer of Ironweed. So here comes the Vikings, Jeff. They're going to introduce them. And this announcer loves Bartow, gave him the nickname Sweet Tea last year. And the Waverly Tigers, Coach Robertson's great coach, done a great job with that program there. And one of the officials, Jeff, is Jimmy Nicholson, who used to be Matt Cubs' chief assistant.
Yes, he did.
Here tonight.
8 coaches, Bob, for the
Waverly. Waverly leads the coaching department 8-6. So we usually have the biggest coaching staff, but Waverly now has 8 coaches to our 6, Jeff. Waverly with a record of 17-6, Vinton with a record of 21-2. Vinton County comes into the game, ending the season ranked the number 10 team in the state in the AP poll. Waverly had a big win over Gallipolis, 73-46. The Vikings had a little tighter game in their tournament game, 75-62 over Marietta.
And it's soon to be twin dad, Kevin Weisman always says. When you're at the condo, there's only one.
So Les Horvath going through what Les does and talks about basketball 30, and he'll be the starting lineups.
Introducing starter first for the Tigers.
Waverly introduced. Jeff, you got him?
Got him.
A junior forward standing 6'1", number 0, Clayton Howell.
Clayton Howell, 6'1", junior.
They only have 2 seniors.
number one, Kobe Marquez.
Kobe Marquez, a 5'10 sophomore.
And the Marquezes can score, Jeff.
Senior guard number 10, Cade Marquez.
Cade Marquez.
And he's one of their two seniors.
A sophomore guard standing 6'2", number 23, Easton Wolf.
Easton Wolf, 6'2", sophomore.
Pretty young team, Jeff.
6'4", he's a senior, number 35, Trey Rixey.
So their two seniors start.
Trevor Robinson is the head coach.
6'4".
Travis Robinson, their head coach.
Pretty well put together team, Bob.
Yeah. Coach is wearing black, Jeff. The Johnny Cash look, looking good.
I like it.
And here comes the Vikings in the crowd. Is Reed County, I would say Benton's out numbers Waverly today, Jeff.
It looks like it. Most of Waverly's in front of us.
Here comes Jake Speakman, who's had a really good tournament run, Jeff. Him and Darren had 18 points between them. And Derek Jones had a great career here in Benton County.
The senior standing 5'10". Number 14,
Sweet
Tristan
Tea.
Bartow.
Did not give him his nickname today. Tristan Bartow called him Sweet Tea last year.
A junior at 6'3". Number
Nail
44.
And Yates. And Nail was the guy who carried him last year, Jeff, in their tournament run.
Had four or five threes in a row.
Here comes the man, the big daddy, Bryce Dameron in the middle. And Bryce had a great game. Has really come on down the stretch. So we're just about ready for first-round district tournament play. Here on 96.7 WKOB, the Vikings look ready to roll, Jeff.
They do. Looked real relaxed, Bob, when they was out in warm-up.
Yeah. Not playing today as Seth Bledsoe is out with an injury, and Bo Michael McIntyre. Both of those two guys are missed, Jeff, a lot.
Nicholson going to do the toss.
And it'll be Rigsby jumping against Bartow, against Dameron. Dameron has 4 inches on Rigsby.
And a few pounds.
And the Vikings will go with Yates, Speakman, Bartow, Jones, and Yates, and Dameron. And the Vikings win the tip. It goes to Bartow, and Jimmy Nicholson gets out of Dameron's way. And they're going to play man-to-man against the Vikings.
They are, I'm
And
shocked.
They will run, Jeff. They do run. And they get the ball out to Jones.
They're in a 2-3, Bob.
Yeah, they are in a 2-3. I'm a little shocked at that. They are in a 2-3, correct. And the ball goes cross-court to Bartow. Bartow and goes to Speakman. Speakman out to Bartow. Bartow, heavy pressure put on him. Trying to keep him from penetrating.
Got Dameron trying to post.
He has Dameron. He misses him.
Why over?
He gets it to Dameron. There's a backdoor cut to Jones. Jones puts it on the deck, loses it. It's blocked. And it's going to be Viking ball. But Bartow missed a wide open Dameron. Got it to him a little bit too late. But Dameron made a nice dish down to Jones.
He did. Are you shocked they're playing a zone, Bob?
No, I'm not. They played man-to-man pretty much all year, but they're in a zone. And they get it to Dameron on the block. The Big Daddy. They're going to call a travel on the Big Daddy. No,
they called a foul.
I thought he traveled, Jeff.
I think
you?
He did.
And that foul should be on Kobe Marquez.
Clayton Howell, number zero.
No, it's on Howell.
That's on Howell. That's right. His first. Team's first. Jones will inbound. Score.
I really thought he traveled, Jeff.
I did, too.
So the Vikings got a break there. Ball goes out to Yates. Behind the arc. Splits his feet. Shoots. No good. Rebound Jones, the great rebounding guard for Benton. About a three-footer. No good.
No good again.
And out comes Waverly. That's Marquez with it. Marquez, they'll push, Jeff.
Got to find the ball.
There's the other Marquez. They get it down the block on the deck. Cross-court pass. There's Rigsby. Rigsby over Dameron. They get the rebound. The Vikings don't box out. Up and in by Waverly. That's Marquez. Cade Marquez. Vikings. And there comes Waverly with the press, Jeff. Bartow has it.
Bartow. No trouble.
Second team All-State player from last year. Go behind the back, dish it down to Dameron on the block. Dameron out to Yates. Yates spots for another three.
No good.
Out comes Waverly. Good screen. They got a wide open guy down the floor. Up and in. No, they missed the layup. But the tip-in's put back in by Rigsby. 4-0 Waverly at 6:28.
They're going to leak out, Bob, it looks like, and no one's getting back for the Vikings.
That's two straight trips. You're exactly right, Jeff. And the Vikings, Jeff, not being very patient with their shot.
No, they're not.
And there's Jones. Sits down. The Vikings, if they look for a pick and roll, have had it like three or four times. They've missed. Bartow thinks about a three, puts it on the deck, takes it up and in with the left hand and scores. So Bartow scores. So it's 4-2. The greatest guy I've ever seen in Benton County attacking a 10. There's a little runner, no good. Out comes Speakman. Speakman's got some numbers. Speakman's got him and Bartow. He dishes it to Bartow on the block. Bartow up and in, and that's 4-4. Both teams running. Great job by Speakman. Two dribbles and a dish to Bartow. Waverly, get it on the
nice
block.
Pass.
And the Vikings, you said it right, Jeff Rigsby. The Vikings got to get back. Waverly's beating them down the floor.
Griffith's going to come in for Big Daddy, Bob.
So it's
6-4 Tigers.
both teams getting up and down. They're speaking with Jeff. The Vikings getting away with a couple travels.
Yes, they are.
There was one right there. And here comes Bartow. He's got four. Gets it down to Dameron. Got to take that shot. Jones puts it on the deck. Cross-court pass to Yates. Yates takes another three. Jones. Jones, little runner. Good. 6-6. Joe's had a great tournament over here at OU last year. 6-6. 5:06 mark to go in the first quarter.
Oh, there's a wall.
This is Howe. Howe spots for a three. The Big Daddy comes out with it. Gets it out to Jones. Jones to Bartow. Bartow's going to stop and take a three. No good. There's no one under. Rebound by Marquez. This is Cole Marquez. Oh, and he loses the handle. Gets it back. Marquez has it guarded by Speakman. Speakman all over him. Speakman's got a hand on him. Nice backdoor cut by Waverly. They go over. Damn, the Big Daddy was a block. Bartow gets it out to Speakman. Speakman puts it up and in. And it's 8-6 Viking. And that was because of the Big Daddy with the block. The SWAT team. Here comes Waverly. Right back. They're going to take it again over Big Daddy. There's a little dish down low. Good. And that was Trey Rigsby.
Just waiting.
8-8.
Just waiting. Jeff,
they've had nothing but layups all night long. All night.
Agreed.
Viking's got to get back. 8-8. Been a pretty offensive game. Bartow's going to take it to the basket. No good. Gets his own rebound. They don't box him out. Again, almost gets it. Out comes Marquez. Marquez, this is a sophomore, Marquez.
Numbers again, Bob.
Get it down. There's a little runner. No good. Out comes Jones with another rebound. Jones to Bartow. He's got a wide open Speakman. Great pass to Speakman. Loses the handle. Gets it on the block. He's going to have to put it up, Jeff. He's going to get it 3 seconds. And they were going to say travel is going to
be a foul.
The Waverly announcers were going crazy, saying there should have been a travel, and they were exactly right, Jeff. It should have been.
Yes, it should have been. It's 8-8, 3:44 left first quarter. We're tied in what can be described as nothing but up-and-down basketball, Bob.
And I think I called the announcer Les Horvath, former Ohio State great, instead of Lou Horvath. I don't think he'd mind.
No, he wouldn't care. Griffith comes in for Dameron.
It's 8-8 in a pretty wide-open game, Jeff. Both teams getting pretty good looks.
I would have to say Waverly probably getting the better of the two right now.
Yes. Ball on the block. Get it out top again. This is Rigsby. Gets it down the block. Vikings get away with a foul perhaps there. This is Cade Marquez. Cade takes it to the basket. Little runner. Up and in. Jeff, and you're right. They're getting pretty good looks.
Yes, they are. Three footers.
Marquez.
Bartow to Yates. Yates. Jones puts it on the deck. Out to Bartow. Bartow thinks about a three. Doesn't take it. Takes it.
There's one.
Count. Drains it. Bartow now puts it in, and he's got, what, seven already? And that makes it 11-10 the Vikings as Bartow hits a three. I think if there's a better player in the district, I'd like to see him. Jeff, he's not first team All-Ohio. There's something wrong with it.
There's something real wrong. I agree.
There's going to be a travel up top. Jeff, I just don't understand. A kid like Bartow, why our school that we're in right now is not looking at him?
I think
that point guard is a lot smaller than him. This kid can flat play.
He can play.
He's a 4-point student. He's averaging 20-some points a game. Second team All-Stater. I just don't understand it.
Ethan Adrian coming in for the Tigers.
Ethan Adrian into the game.
So it's 11-10. Vikings lead.
Bartow. Oh, there's a foul.
They're going to call a reach in out top on Cobe Marquez.
That's his first, team's third, I believe.
And that was
second.
So it's 11-10. Bartow was seven for the Vikings.
Kobe Marquez with his first.
A little more pressure now by the Tigers, Bob. They kind of back off after the inbound.
They're in the man now, Jeff.
Yep, they are.
Speakman. Nice pass down to Griffiths. Up and in with the left hand. That makes it 13-10 Vikings. What a nice pass by Speakman. Speakman's a great passer.
Yes, he is.
Here comes Marquez to the 10. Scores it. Jeff, they're just getting uncontested looks. Cade Marquez.
Point blank shots every time down the floor.
That was a coast to coaster. No one stopping him in the 10. Speakman out to Jones. Jones thinks about a three. Goes it to the basket. Scores it.
Down the lane.
So that makes it 15-12. Vikings. This is Cade Marquez. And there's a three ball by Waverly. No good. Rebound Bartow. Bartow behind the back. Waverly gets it back. Bartow gets it back. Bartow going to attack a 10. I don't know how he got through there. And they're going to call a foul. I don't know. He had two guys he just penetrated and got through there. And they're going to call a foul.
Trying to see who he called it on.
Kobe Marquez with his second
personal. That's on Kobe. That's on
two. Yeah, that's two on Kobe. Into the game will be Caleb Montgomery.
And Bartow is 7 already.
It's about to be 8. There it is.
I didn't make him work much this week, Jeff.
Was,
I just wanted to be rested for this game. I want to be rested.
That was good of you.
Caleb Montgomery on the floor for the first time for the Vikings.
Caleb Montgomery comes in for Speakman. Speakman has one foul. 2 assists, played well. And Bartow now with 9, and
that makes
it 17-12. Montgomery now.
And there to play a little defense.
Adrian. This is Bailey Pennington with the ball. There's Adrian, back to Pennington. Pennington down in the corner. That's Howe. Dangerous cross-court pass, and it goes into the hands of Gomez Adams Bledsoe.
That's right, the second there. Turnover in 3 possessions for the Tigers, Bob. Vikings lead 17-12, 138 left.
There's a timeout. It's at 30. So we'll stay right here. The Vikings, Jeff, with Bartow with 9 points, 17-12. We do a couple shout-outs right now, Jeff. We have a lot of people listening to us. A lot of people in Florida listening to us
there
right
we go.
Now. Let's send a couple shout-outs. Rhoda Everts. And to the whole Viking nation who's here today. We'd also like to send a shout-out to Mamarini's. Diane is listening to us and all the crew. Ann Ward, Marla Ramey, recovering from the surgery. My good friend Doug Lash, Jeff, wish you the best. William Wellman, who's been ill. Larry and Glenn O'Donohoe. Randy Prater from Happy Hollow, Ohio. Carlin Haggerty. Patty Napier, Jeff, always listens to us. Send
right.
a shout-out to Patty. Send a shout-out to the Eagles. To Seth Bledsoe and Bill Michael McIntyre, we talked to you, can't play today. Dorothy Booth, who listens to all our games, Jeff. Rita King, a faithful listener. His sister Gloria P. listening in Pigeon Ford, Tennessee. Gloria's uncle Ken Loper, also listening in Columbus. And Kevin Gracer in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us. Bernie and Gene, Beanie and Gene Ward, May and Jim Gillen, Dave and Shirley Graham listening in Florida. Melody Ferguson, Ruth Ann Fee, and Peggy Ellen, Florida. Linda Merker in Florida, and Susan Everts Gallagher in Cleveland. So we got them all in, Jeff.
There we go.
And back to live action. Bartow with the ball, 17-12. So a lot of listeners, we appreciate it. Hopefully there'll be more on this run by the Vikings. Vikings lead 17-12. Bartow with 9. Bartow gets it out to Yates. Yates slips. Comes out with the ball, gets it to Bartow. Bartow out to Jones. Jones going to attack. Foul line out to Yates. Yates spots for a 3.
Yeah,
no good. Rebound. Oh, there's going to be a foul on Yates right there.
So, yeah. Hard to call that one, Bob.
Officials have done a good job. Jeff, I was wondering if we get a – I was wondering if we get a – heading needed a chair. I was wondering if we get one with all the assistant coaches on both teams.
I know. We've
run
out.
Down there. I want to know how Pup Hale strikes the best seat in the house at midcourt. Even Lou Horvath.
And a tie.
Even Lou Horvath doesn't get
Maybe
that.
Maybe you and I need to start wearing a tie.
So it's 17-12. Vikings lead. Nevin Yates is in right now. Out goes Nalen Yates. Vikings putting some pressure on.
There are still some people in Vinton County. Debbie West listening to us from home, Bob.
Yeah, if you want to, we'll give our numbers here in a minute where they can call in. Ball goes to the high post. Nice, another dish down low. And there's a score. It'll be a foul on Montgomery.
I believe so,
that was
yeah.
Rigsby put it in. Jeff, they're doing a nice job attacking, getting a 3-on-1, and then just dishing down low.
Oh, they're just forcing the defender to make a decision, and when he comes forward, they're just dishing it for a nice little layup.
Yeah, if you're listening, you want to send in where you're from, just like Bob Uecker said, let us have it. And my number is 740-357-8183. 740-357-8183. We'll get Jeff submitted after this free throw by Rigsby, 17-14.
And he misses.
He gets the roll, and he gets there. Somehow they come out with the rebound, Jones. And 17-14 with a minute to go. Jones puts it on the deck. Jones kicks it out to Bartow. Bartow, another 3.
Nope.
He misses that one. Out comes Waverly, gets the ball to Marquez. Marquez going to take it up. Runner scores it, 17-16, 47 to go.
It's
Cade Marquez. The Big Daddy going to check back in, Jeff. Both teams getting a lot of bench play. Bartow with it. Kicks it out. Jones, top of the key. Speakman's back in.
May play for 1.
They might. They'll look for Jones on a pop-out screen here if that's what they're going to do.
There's
going to be a travel.
Travel.
Jeff, there's been a lot of travels. That's the first one they've called.
That's right. And somebody here, I won't tell you who this is, Bob, but they're watching you and I because they are calling you the good judge.
The good judge.
And
well,
man, we're having way too much fun.
Well, that's good. I got to be a good judge and a bad one, I think.
I guess so.
Today, I'm just a fan.
Just a fan. Speakman out.
Jeff, we have Shawnee State's women basketball team. We'll talk about them. They listen to us all the time. And and it's 17-16. Marquez, they'll go for one. The Vikings lead. Vikings have been a little scoring drought. This is Cade Marquez with the ball, guarded by Bartow. The dreaded fives count.
Better watch that back door. They've got a mismatch underneath, Bob.
They certainly do. They have a couple height mismatches. And they take it to the basket. They miss an easy one, and Jones gets another rebound. Jeff, they had a wide open layup. Jones.
Oh, mine!
Oh, Jones just misses a three-quarter shot. So at the end of one, the Vikings lead 17-16. We'll be back after this timeout.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Next time.
And your weather is being brought to you by Ramey's Auto Group in MacArthur. Visit them on the web at rameysauto.com. It's Saturday, March 4th, and we're going to have partly cloudy skies this evening with a low of 24. For tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 60. And for tomorrow evening, mostly clear skies early will become overcast later during the night with a low of 42.
You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
Vikings lead at the end of one, 17-16. It'll be Waverly ball. It'll be Clayton Howe to inbounds. And they're going to bring in Cobe Marquez, Jeff, with the two fouls.
That surprises me a little.
I'm a little surprised by that as well. And there's his brother for three. No good. The Big Daddy rips a rebound out, gets it out to Dameron.
Head to Speakman, cross court to Yates.
Yates, little jump shot. He's fouled. He scores it. So Yates gets off, gets untracked and gets that basket to make it 19-16. And Jeff, he was the guy who carried him last year.
Yes, he was. Hey, Bob, guess who I see?
Who?
Red Thompson in the house.
Shawnee State's women's basketball team and fans listening from Frankfort, Kentucky, won their semifinal game today against Pikeville and play for the Mid-South Conference Tournament Championship tomorrow. Saying go Vikings and go
Shawnee.
And there is Yates makes it 20-16.
Tigers aren't going to go away, Bob.
They're aggressive, Jeff. I like the way they attack the 10, as have the Vikings. Oh, there's another nice pass.
Here we go again.
Over Dameron. Dameron's another block.
Oh, hit me
off. Marquez is going to be Viking ball. The Big Daddy, Jeff, creating havoc inside.
Second block of the game.
Bartow come back in. He did not start that quarter, getting a little rest. He won't come out much.
He's coming in for Jones.
That's Jones' first break of the game.
Nevin Yates in. We missed him.
We also got Dwayne Boring listening to us from Dublin, Ohio, and said that Austin Height nailed the answer. He sure did. Says he's very proud of the Vikings, as we all are. Yates out to Bartow. It's 20-16, 7:16 to go. Yates for three. Yates, no good. Rebound. And again, Jeff.
The Vikings one and done.
One and done, that's right. Marquez, cross-court pass. There's a three by Waverly. They seem to struggle with that. Bartow comes out. He's got a guy breaking away. Could not get
missed
the dribble
him.
Out. Nailing Yates. Bartow out to Speakman.
Back to Bartow.
Jeff, some seniors taking in their career on either team.
Yes,
so
sir.
Always a sad day. And they're back in the zone, Jeff. 2-3. There's a three by Speakman. Misses. Dameron comes out with it. Gets about to Nevin Yates to Bartow. And there they get it. And they got a runner going down the floor. They're going to take it up. And there's a basket up and in. Marquez thought he got fouled, and I think he's right. They did not call it. 20-18. Marquez got fouled. Should have been a three-point play. So it's 20-18 and a pretty wide open game right here.
Yes,
cross-court pass, Nevin Yates. Nailing Yates. Back to Nevin.
Nailing.
Brothers playing a little pass. They just need Nash. There's a cross-court pass to Bartow, stolen by Waverly. Dangerous pass, Jeff, into traffic.
Yes, sir. Numbers
Waverly's
going
to take it. A really bad shot taken by Waverly on that. That was their first bad shot taken. He forced it. And Vikings get the rebound.
Vikings need to settle down a little bit, Bob.
That was the first, Jeff, really bad shot Whaley's taken. The Vikings have not really taken one either.
No.
They just got a rebound a little better. In the 2-3 zone, giving the Vikings a little trouble right now. They get it to Yates. And they need to get him the ball at the top of the key. Or excuse me, at the foul line, Jeff.
Yeah, do a little high
Speakman,
low right
nice
here.
Move by Speakman. A little runner. No good. Dameron with the tip-in. Gets the rebound. The Big Daddy make it 22-18. And they again call him Dameron. And there's a three by Waverly. No good, Jeff. They need to be patient. They've been
yes,
able to get
do.
The ball inside. The threes aren't
there's
going. There's another three. No good. Yates comes out with them. Jeff, they just can work the ball inside. The threes have not been falling for him. Bartow. Nail and Yates.
Wide open.
Good. And that makes it 25-18 Vikings.
Nail and Yates.
Vikings starting to heat up a little bit, Bob.
They are, Jeff. And Waverly just got to be patient like they were. And they're going to call a foul, Jeff.
On Nalen, that's two.
That would be in the NBA terms of Bill Walton. What would that be,
Joe? A little ticky-tack.
Yeah. So it's 25-18. Vikings make a little run.
Griffith and Jones both coming in for the Vikings. They lead 25-18, 4:54 left first half.
Also, we got Betsy Adelman from the Benton County High School class of 84 listening in Huntington Beach, California today.
Now we're talking.
And we got Joe and Constance White from Wilkesville at the White House. So here we are, 25-18, 4:50 to go in the second quarter. There's another pass. Jeff, they got that all night long. They just got it. They finish shooting threes. If Waverly goes inside, they're going to score.
Just a little pick and roll. It's real simple.
Yeah, the Vikings aren't doing a good job.
And it's working every time.
Vikings have it. Yates hit a three. Starting to heat up for the Vikings. Jones, top of the key.
There's the back
Griffith
door.
Griffith up and in with the left hand again. And that makes it 27-20. Nice
Griffith
pass.
Four.
Derrick Jones, the assist.
Jones has like three assists. Played well. They miss a backdoor cut. They get it out. Griffiths comes out with it. He gets a steal. Out. It's a two-on-one.
Oh, behind the back pass.
Yeah. And back to Yates for Speakman. Up and in. A behind-the-back pass from Yates. Unbelievable. 29-20. Vikings making a run. Marquez with it. Yeah, I just think Waverly threes instead
yes,
of going down low, Jeff.
They haven't been patient at all.
When they attack, they've been getting layups. They're going to try
there
to push Bartow
again.
Up. No
that
good. Jones, another rebound. Gets it out to Speakman. Speakman, a little head and shoulders fake up and in. And it makes it 31-20. Timeout, Waverly. They'll take a full here at the Convo with 3:40 to go. The Vikings lead 31-20. We'll be back after this timeout.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. It can be very overwhelming when you lose a loved one. Arrangements have to be made, family notified. All the things that you never thought of before come rushing in. R.M. Williams Funeral Service in Wellston is just a phone call away, and we're here to help in your time of need. Call 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Back at OU, where Benton County leads by a score of 31-20, 3:40 left in the first half. Waverly inbounding the ball, Bob.
And the Vikings have made a run, and I think Waverly just got impatient, started taking threes instead of attacking. And there's a little trap up front.
And that's going to be
and
a turnover.
That should be
oh my.
Waverly ball.
Oh, my.
That gets an oh my from Jeff Thacker.
Oh my.
Gets a triple oh my from Jeff Thacker.
I think Jimmy missed it.
Bartow telling some players where to go. Vikings doing a double team. He'd be out of bounds. There's going to be a foul.
That's going to be a foul, Speakman. I believe that's two on him as well.
Is it two? It will be two on Jake.
So Speakman and Yates both with two fouls for the Vikings.
Nevin Yates will come in for him. The Vikings very deep.
Very deep at the guard position.
Speakman will come in, and then come Nevin Yates. Vikings don't ever guard the guy taking the ball out. There's a runner by Waverly. No good. Bartow comes out. He's got an open Nevin Yates. He gets him the ball down low. Yeah, Nevin Yates. No good. Rebound Bartow. Bartow puts it up and in.
Now he calls a travel.
He's going to call a travel. Wow. Yeah. I didn't think that was a travel.
I'd get the wow from Bob Grillo, and I'll second that motion. Wow.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
It was not a travel. 31-20. I don't even learn much in law school, but I did learn a little bit about that stuff. All right. So 31-20.
Placing Ethan Adrian.
Is that Savely? Is that how? No, hold on. No, that's Trey Rigsby.
Oh, the Tigers, Jeff, just got a little impatient, and the Vikings took advantage of it.
Viking missed a big opportunity to go.
And the Vikings right now are doing a really good job of making Waverly pick the ball up high. There's a steal by Griffiths. Gets it out to Nevin Yates. Nevin Yates out to Bartow. Bartow, he's going to attack. He attacks. He goes through the middle like he always does and scores it. And that makes it 33-3. I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
I don't know how he could find any sort of crevice and get through it like he can. And there's it. Waverly thinks about a three. Mark Gaz with it.
Combs coaching his heart out over there, Bob.
He is. And good ball movement by Waverly right there. Nice spin move down low. Waverly has not scored forever. Griffiths playing well with 4 points. Gets another rebound. Gets it out to Jones. Jones out to Bartow. Bartow. Bartow's been on fire tonight.
Yes, he has.
Maybe the best guard in the state, Jeff, in Division II, in my opinion. Gets the ball out to Jones. Jones.
Are they playing? They're playing a 1-2-2 now, Bob.
Nice
there's
pass down to Griffiths. Griffiths up and in. He's got 6 points. And Jones is really getting a lot of assists right now. It's 35-20.
Oh, there was a walk.
There was a walk. 35-20, Vikings. Vikings, Jeff, kind of reminds you of a new Concord John Glenn team from last year.
Vikings pushing the Tigers defense or offense farther and farther away
Vikings
from that.
Vikings contesting every pass, hand in the passing lane, every single trip. Rebound
that's
by Waverly.
On Bartow.
That's going to be two if it's on Bartow, right?
No, one, isn't it?
One.
Tristan Bartow.
Jeff, as I told my kids the other day, I was coaching a little summer team. The reason Vinton wins is not because their offense. If you watch their defense, they contest every pass.
Yep.
Unbelievably great job of having their hands at every single pass.
Everything feeds off the defense, that's for sure.
Oh, they run a little out-bounds play where the center comes out and they get it down low. Waverly, a little spin loop.
And that's
going to be a basket.
Oh, my. That's on Jones.
And that broke a long scoring drought, Jeff, for Waverly.
That's at least 3 minutes before they score.
Marquez will shoot. He scores, and it fouls on Jones, and that's on.
It is Jones, his first. 35-22, Vikings.
Going to bring Speakman back in with the two fouls, and he'll come in for Montgomery and for Nalen Yates.
At the line with the bonus, Cade Marquez.
Cade Marquez, one of their two seniors along with Rigsby.
His shot is up. No
they're
good.
They're struggling from the line.
They
and
are.
Out comes Nalen Yates with the
got
rebound.
Got numbers again.
Get it out to Speakman. Speakman, no
hair.
By Eli Griffiths down low. Unbelievable. His first dunk of his career. And that makes it 37-22. The Vikings are fired up.
Fires
as a sophomore. Flush one down, Jeff. And there's a shot by Waverly. No good. Rebound by Waverly up and in. And that was Trey Rigsby. Jeff, I'm so fired up over that. 37-22.
Missed him wide open again.
Griffiths with 8 points and the big dunkaroo. Bartow. There's going to be a foul on Groves. Hey, let him foul.
Absolutely.
This crowd's still fired up. That's the first dunk of the season by a Viking, the sophomore, with the slam. It's going to be 1-1 for Waverly. 37-24.
That got them on their feet.
Jeff? I don't think I've been that fired up in years. I've been pretty fired up since about 5 o'clock this morning. About
yeah, I know. Day. I saw that.
37-24. Jeff is
way too much caffeine.
Donald Trump says, I'm a high-energy guy. All right, here we go.
Jake Reed in for the first
that
time.
Brings Jake Reed in, junior, 6 foot.
Jeff, that was a Speedman guy the ball about at the foul line, a one-stepper and a dunk. It was unbelievable.
Shot is up and no good.
They
again,
not
hit
a free throw
from the free throw.
Jeff, you know, we get excited about we haven't seen a dunk for a long time. And, you know, field goals and dunks get us fired up.
That's right.
Here at D.C. We had a field goal this year.
Yes, we did.
Much improved kicking game by Coach Downs. There's a roll by Griffiths.
Oh, missed him.
Jones for three.
No.
No good.
Griffith for the rebound. No good.
He's fouled. So Griffith's playing his heart out there. The sophomore, Eli Griffith.
Looks like he might have took an elbow to the eye, but he's okay.
I'm telling you what, Jeff. He could have 9 points. It'll come Montgomery and Yates.
I think we may have to come up with a song for Eli.
Well, he played in the Addams Family. He played Lurch.
There, did he?
So
okay.
Here he is. And he makes that one. He's got 9 points, career high for the sophomore.
We could do a little three-dog night. Eli's coming.
How about that? Whatever, Jeff. You wrote
now
the song.
Now we're talking.
You're the very man. All you write the songs the whole world sings, Jeff. And it says 9 points for Eli Griffiths. 38-24.
He is fired up. Second one's up and
10
good as
points
well.
For the sophomore. 39-24.
50 seconds left, first half.
Marquez, ball goes out. Little jump shot. No okay. good. Mikey's doing an outstanding job screening out. Waverly, good job with the hands. Out comes Jones. He's going to try to take it
and
himself.
And he's going to walk. Nope,
should have called
call foul.
Should have been a walk. Should have been a walk, but they're going to call a foul on Waverly. Coach Robertson thinks it should have been a walk. I agree with him.
I agree with him, too. I believe that foul is on Clayton Howell.
Jones is 80% free throw shooter. Vikings lead 39-24. And they got electrified by the Eli Griffiths dunk. They're going to say he was on the floor.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
If you're going to say he didn't travel, it would have had to have been on the floor.
That'll come Nevin Yates and Montgomery, and it'll come Nellen Yates and Speakman.
Will they play for one?
What you're going to see here is going to be an out-of-bounds pass. Jones is going to run around the screen and try to get a three. Here he comes. Here comes Jones out for the three, and there he is open for it. Jones takes the three.
Yeah,
scores it. It's 42-24. Jeff, I've seen a little bit of this. 42-24. The Vikings typical out-of-bounds play right there, and it worked. Vikings up by 18 at half. Combs coaching his heart out, as Jeff said earlier. There's a little runner by Waverly. No good. And out comes Jones, another rebound.
Number
wide open, Yates. Yates, and he scores it. It's 44-24.
Nealon Yates.
With 3 seconds to go, there's a shot by Waverly. No
good.
So at halftime, the Vikings lead 44-24. We'll be joined by former Viking coach Jeff Miller here at halftime in a minute.
Nationwide's on your side. Got an early morning dead side. Looks like those braids aren't easy to tie. How do I retire at 50 side? That's why there's Nationwide for all your many sides. Nationwide's on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson is the place to go for great deals on quality Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles. The good folks at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson have been serving the Southern Ohio community for over 90 years, and they also offer top-notch sales and service. Come see Dan Murrow or Brad Burnside and let them put you in the car of your dreams at Call Auto Sales on Main Street in downtown Jackson. Call Auto Sales. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford. Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlose, Wilcox, and Brower.
for authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available. So call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
For 150 years, Vinton County National Bank has been checking off your wish list. Want to build the home of your dreams? Check. Looking to put in a pool before summer? Check. How about a kitchen remodel? Check. With specials on construction loans and home equity loans, now you can add even more to that wish list. Visit VCNBFamily.com today for more information about their specials or visit a VCNB location near you. VCNB is a member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Baby, back in 1978, Ramey's Home started a tradition that you're really going to love. And that's saving folks around here the most money possible on the best built, manufactured, and modular homes in America. And Ramey's Home's low everyday prices could save you thousands over site-built housing. Shop Ramey's Mobile Home 7 miles west of MacArthur on Route 50 and 2 miles south of Chillicothe on US 23, where you don't have to be the king to live like one, baby.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Back at the Convocation Center where the Vikings lead at halftime over the Waverly Tigers by a score of 44-24. At the 3:23 mark of the second quarter, it's a 5-point game. Waverly really just got away from what was getting them there, taking the ball inside, started shooting threes. And just like that, the Vikings going a run. For Waverly, they've only had two guys score. That is Trey Rigsby. Both their seniors, Trey Rigsby with 12 and Kay Marquez with 12. For the Vikings, Tristan Bartow, great game with 11. And then some great games by Eli Griffiths, including the Dunkarooski, and he has 10 points. And Nalen Yates, who had a rough first quarter, has 10 points now. 7 for Derek Jones and 4 for Jake Spiegelman. So some balanced scoring. It's our pleasure, it's our tradition to bring Coach Jeff Miller, now the head girls coach at Uniota and former assistant for Matt Combs and the 2007-2008 team that won the district championship here, along with last year's team here, the furthest any teams have gone. Coach, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Hey, pleasure to be here.
Coach, it's kind of tradition we bring you over here, but give us your analysis of the first half.
I was sitting up there, and like you said, I looked at the clock. I think there was mid-3 minutes left. Waverly was down 5, and I commented to someone. I said, Coach Robertson's got to be pretty happy right now with the way this game's going. And then they missed some perimeter shots. Vinton County got a couple runouts, got a little momentum, and all of a sudden you look up, and that thing's a 15, 16, 17-point lead. I think, momentum obviously is a big factor. And when Vinton County got out, got some nice, easy baskets, Eli got the dunk, you could just see the momentum roll that way.
Of course, all of Benton County's here today, and I know you honked at me going through MacArthur today.
Yeah, I saw you out walking the dog.
Yeah, I know. Dog was excited about the game. So. But anyway, Jeff, have you ever seen, these are unbelievable fans here.
And now that I'm at Uniota, I commented to several people. I was sitting up there. I said, if you wanted anything in Benton County right now, it would be the time to go stop in and get it because no one's there. They're all here.
That's right.
I mean, you look here in the combo, and they've got about half the crowd up. There's 4 teams here, and I think they take about 50 to 60% of the crowd up, so.
Well, of course, the next game has your new school, Uniota, playing you've been at that school a while. And you played basketball there, so I guess it's not your new school. And playing Logan Elm, so that should be another good game. You got anything you want to say about that game?
No, I do think it's going to be a good game. I think, I've watched a little bit of film this week with Coach Hoops. Logan Elm has got a really outstanding player in Ridge Young. I think he went for like 40 last week in the sectional finals. Again, it's going to be a good game. I thought as much as I hate to say this, I'd love to see Vinton County Uniota match up again next Friday. So we'll see what happens. Right now, the Vikings are in good shape. Hopefully, they can finish this off with another good 16 minutes.
I won't be here next Friday if we get here, so it's going to be Jeff. So we'll have to interview. But you got to come over.
Oh, I'll be here.
Okay. Well, and Jeff won't ask any real hard questions.
I have not.
I know I asked you this last year, but again, I coach a little bit of the girls. I coach our girls in the summertime, our high school girls. I mean, what's the difference between coaching girls and guys?
I've done this for 6 years with the girls' side, and I was a little worried about it when I made that transition over to the girls. But the more I realize is there's not a whole lot of difference. I mean, there's certain things that you can do in the boys' game that you can't do in the girls' game. Someone asked me one day about, they were talking about an offensive set, and I said, well, Vint, we used to run that for a backside lob against the zone. I don't have a girl that's going to go up and flush one like Ethan Allen or anything like that. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's some things like that. But honestly, basketball is basketball, and I mean, I try to coach my kids the same way I'd coach anyone. So.
And you probably can't I don't want to say this, and we'll be going down the road with my son, and he still brings up some Coach Miller or Coach Cum stories. You probably can't say a lot of those stories around girls that you do around guys.
No, that's true. That's true. That is one thing. That's one thing you don't share some of those stories.
True classics when we hear them, though.
Yeah.
He'll just be sitting there and just start laughing. Just
I'm sure.
I'm sure
he's got some good ones.
He does. He does. Well, Coach, you had a good season again this year, right, with the girls?
Yeah, 17-7. Played. You know, we started three freshmen and a sophomore, so. Future looks good here for the next few years, that's for sure.
I know you came down and beat Vinton County at Vinton County, and Vinton County with a young girls team as well. They should be pretty good next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rod's doing a really good job with them, and I know, you know, even in the junior high level, they're really good as well. So I think they're going to be in good shape. You know, wouldn't be surprised to see Union of Vinton County in the girls' district finals or anything here in the next few years as well. So
he says he's going to have a summer shakeup. His summer coach that coaches his team in the Newark leagues let him down a little bit, so he might fire me.
I don't know about that. I heard nothing but good things over the summer in that Newark league. I mean, I thought for a minute they were going to run Rod out and put you in.
Well,
I mean,
I remind Rod that he lost to Maysville by 50 in a regular season. Oh, I lost to him by 10 in the Newark summer league.
You didn't tell him it was running clock, did you?
No, I did not tell him that. it was okay. Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure. What do you see in the second half here?
I think Vinton has to keep the transition there. In the second quarter, they really got the game going up and down, got a lot of breakouts. Obviously, Waverly's going to have to probably pick up the pressure defensively. So, we just got to take care of the basketball, which I think Coach Combs is in. It's got some kids that he feels really comfortable with the ball in their hands against pressure. So, but not just beat the pressure, but go ahead and take the, you know, get the layups when you beat it and keep this thing up in double digits.
Well, we started a little bit of a zone and then went, man, are you surprised more teams don't zone against Vinton to stop Bartow's penetration?
Yeah, I do. I do, but, you know, again, I thought their 2-3 bothered Vinton for a little while. But, you know, again, now that they got some leak outs and got that lead up to double digits, it's going to be hard for them to sit back in that zone now. So.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you. The best of luck to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. So we're back, and Vikings lead at halftime, 44-24. Let's take about a minute timeout. We'll be back with second half action here at the Convocation Center in first-round district tournament play.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out. Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order a breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906.
You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
Back at the Convocation Center, where the Vikings lead the Waverly Tigers by a score of 44-24 at halftime. Big story, the Vikings in the post got 12 points, 10 from Griffiths, including a dunk, and 2 from Bryce Dameron. So that's good. And then Jake Speakman with 4. So you're getting 16 points, Jeff, from guys who usually don't do a lot of scoring.
That's right.
And that's good. And you're seeing that. Matt's done a really good job developing those three as this season went on. Jeff, I was supposed to tell you, the Roysters say hi. We got a text.
Yeah, and I've got to get on. Karen and Dennis Devers are listening to us from the thriving metropolis of Hamden, Ohio, my hometown.
So right now it's 44-24. The Vikings have the ball. Second half action. They're going with everyone that started except Griffiths is in instead of Dearman starting this half.
Still in his zone.
No, they're
playing. No. Now they're playing man. I apologize.
And there's a steal by Waverly. And there's a basket, so it goes 44-26.
Ethan Wolf.
And that was, Jeff, that was Ethan.
Ethan Wolf. So Yates brings it up for the Vikings.
Bartow.
Vikings going to have to be a little crisper on their passes, Bob. Waverly's contesting the passing lane.
Yeah, I think the Vikings, as Coach Miller said, they're playing man now, and that's the Vikings' strength when somebody plays man. Bartow out to Yates. Speakman.
Spigman, a great dribbler, Jeff. Goal! What a pass by him down to by Spigman down to Griffiths, and Griffiths now has 12. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, there's a better ball handler around than Spigman. He handles the ball well. I've heard a couple people say that here, Jeff, in the last couple weeks.
About 140 right now, Bob, streaming with us.
And there's going to be a foul on Yates, and that'll be his second, Jeff, or third?
Second?
Third.
Third, okay.
Yeah, we got how many people streaming, Jeff?
130?
And Jeff, it's
140.
Not 140, and I don't know if that's picking up some of the Florida people, because we have Florida people texting us saying they're listening.
We got people in California as well.
Yeah. Must be not much to do in the Sunshine States right now. But Viking basketball, Jeff, even if it's cold somewhere, it's warming our hearts
tonight.
I'm
just telling you, if you start singing California Dreamin', I'm going home.
46-26. Did you write that song, too, as a lead singer of Iron Wheat? Okay. Vikings lead by 20. Griffiths with 12 points. Him and Bartow lead the Vikings. Waverly's only three guys score now.
Oh, that should have been a walk.
Nice take. Griffiths, another rebound. It's going to be tied up.
Held ball.
And that'll be
Bailey Pennington.
Ties him up.
Waverly retains possession.
Waverly will get the ball. Vikings lead by 20. There's a long distance shot by Clayton Howe. And it's 46-28. So Waverly team's going to be very. Oh, another pass. And Griffiths has 14 points. So Eli Griffiths, who I think his previous high been 8 points, has 14 tonight. Speak with another assist. There's a three by Waverly. Griffiths with another rebound. A great game is stolen by Waverly. Waverly, they miss a wide open guy underneath. And there's a. Jeff, they had a wide open guy underneath. They missed him. Bartow gets it out to Jones. Jones is going to spot three. And it's good. Says Bartow. It's 51-28. Vikings. Marquez scores.
And that's what they did early in the game, Bob. They kind of got away from it.
30. Bartow. Bartow going to take it to the 10. No good. Rebounder's going to be a foul on Montgomery. That'll be his second. And it's 51-30. Matt Combs gets an off fooey.
That was that? That's what that was?
He gave a fooey.
Okay.
51-30. Wasn't complaining about the call.
No, it was the right call.
So 51-30, the Vikings lead with 5:40 to go to third quarter. There's another shot by Al. He's taking every shot for them. They don't get back. Bartow to Spigman. Spigman, puts it in. Jeff, he was pretty close to dunking that. 53-30.
Kristen Bartow, the assist.
Vikings have some hop tonight.
They do.
There's another example, Jeff. The Vikings have their hands in every passing lane tonight. The pressure they put on has been pretty intense. Yeah, I think his Waverly team will be an extremely good team next year as well. Waverly struggles to get it in. They do. Pennington.
Oh, there's
the
wall.
Marquez gets away with the travel.
Traveling the ball.
Just a couple too many steps.
That was the European Boddicker, Jeff.
That's what that was.
Guy.
I like it.
Well, the Vikings 53-30. They led it half 44-24. So it's been a still outscoring Waverly. Bartow, Jones spins.
Look
down
there.
To Montgomery, and Montgomery puts it in. Vikings get a lot of points, Jeff, Montgomery. From different guys. 55-30. There's a three by Waverly.
That's Easton Wolf.
53-33. Bartow, little runner. No good. Spigman keeps it alive.
Viking
ball.
It's
going to be Viking ball. Great hustle by Spigman. Vikings, Jeff, winning the battle of the boards here since about halfway through the first quarter.
If there's a better set of rebounding guards, Bob, we haven't seen them this year.
A better foursome of rebounding guards. Bartow gets it in from Jones. No good. Rebound away. The Vikings fans feel Bartow is fouled.
As did Matt Combs. Numbers
rebound
again
Spigman.
For the Vikings.
Spigman down to Bartow. Scores it.
That was easy.
57-33. Sonia Mendez's cheerleadership, keeping the crowd fired up as well. Backdoor cut by Webb. It's going to be Viking ball. Webb just looks flustered right now.
They do.
Jeff. Well, you got to play man against the Vikings, you know, in really tight man. It's going to be hard down the stretch.
Nayland and Nevin Yates both checking in. Griffith and Speakman going out.
And Griffith gets a huge round of applause. Griffith with 12 right now, I believe. 14, right?
Yeah, 14.
12. Well, he has 14. Ball goes down to Nayland Yates.
Oh, he wanted to.
Bartow, good ball movement by the Vikings and also showing patience. Yates, 6'4 guard and a quarterback for the Vikings. Jones with a Euro step, no good, and he's going to get called for a foul. And that'll find Jones. That'll be his third.
Right on Jones.
Your charge.
Yep, it is.
Player
control foul charge
number 5,
Derek
Jones, his second. That's his second. Team third. He's an Adrian for Yenner. He'll replace Clayton
Howell. Adrian in for the Tigers.
Waverly ball. We had a lot of success, Jeff, attacking a 10. There's a turnover. Oh, they get the ball back. Get the ball to Marquez down low. That's what they had success at in the first half.
Exactly.
First quarter, and they got away from it. Just getting the ball into about the foul line and a little dish, but then they got away from it. But it's 57-35. Bartow for three. No good. Rebound. Great job by Montgomery. Stolen away by Waverly. They get a runner out top. It's Marquez. Marquez. And scores.
Got it.
Makes it 57-37.
For the Deuce, Kobe Marquez.
Yates thinks about a three.
Vikings basically with five guards on the floor, Bob.
And you've seen that quite a bit.
Yep.
I'm sure he'll get Griffiths back into the way he played. Jones for three, no good. Rebound. Kind of, Jeff, they're very similar to New Concord John Glenn last year. They really are. Waverly, Marquez puts it on the floor, kicks it out. Waverly, nice move, nice, great move. They missed. Bartow, they're going to call it Vikings ball. They're going to call foul.
They're going to call foul.
Nope. Yeah,
yeah, they are.
Did call foul. And that foul is going to be on.
Foul charge number 23. Ethan Wolf, that's his second.
Wolf, his second. Team's first.
Dave Marquez coming back into the game.
57-37. Vikings lead here at the Convocation Center in the third quarter.
Bartow out. Trying to see who came in for him.
Along with Caleb Montgomery.
Nevin Yates. Get it out to Nayland Yates. Nayland's going to get fouled from behind by, I think, Clint Pennington. Yes. And so.
Number three, Ethan Adrian with a foul. First for him, second on the team.
Jared Albright calls the out-of-bounds play. Brother Jordan playing at Rio Grande right now. Jones taking it out, wanting to go to Shawnee.
Gets it into Speakman. That's Nayland Yates.
Yates.
To Nevin Yates.
Derek Jones, little runner, scores.
Count it.
Jones is playing well. Jones and Yates carried him last year at the combo for a while at 59-37. And there's a long-distance three by
the arc for the
trade. That was Ethan Adrian.
59-40. Speakman pushing it. And he got bailed out on that one,
yes,
Jeff.
He did.
He had no place to go. He was out of control. Got bailed out, though.
I think they're going to call that on Clayton Howell. Nope. I was wrong.
Speakman has done an outstanding job, Jeff, of getting the ball out, dribbling, and making a dish. That time he got caught in the air, but he got fouled.
That was on Adrian, his second.
Speakman handles the ball extremely well. Great handles will go to the line and makes the
it.
First one. For Speakman, that's five. 60-40 Vikings, 147 for Speakman. 60-40, 147 to go in the third, eight for Speakman. So,
timeout.
26 points, timeout. Jeff, from Speakman, Dameron, and Griffiths, and the Vikings lead by 21, so there's the difference in the ballgame. And Waverly has had a couple different guys breaking the scoring column, but most of the scoring from just two players.
Right. Mendez going to check in for the Vikings after this 30-second timeout. I wonder how long that would take. So, Vinton County will inbound the ball. They lead by a score of 61-40, 1:47 left, third quarter. Why take that back? Waverly will inbound the ball.
61-40. The difference has been Griffith and Dameron and Spiegelman, and Mendez is in the ballgame, as Jeff said, so the Vikings are getting deeper on their bench, trying to get some rest here for the fourth quarter. And there's a timeout called by Waverly, as trapped was Bailey Pennington, and he'll take a 30. The Vikings lead 61-40 with a minute 33, trying
we'll
to
stay.
Buy some time.
There we go. We went from Macho Man to, what is this?
Jeff, got some good news. William Wellman just got discharged, so
great.
Good to hear that. William's a great guy. Went to the presidential inauguration. Jeff, I'll tell you, the officiating's been very good in this ballgame
as
well.
Yes, they've done a wonderful job. Tell you what, everywhere you look, you see maroon, Bob. I am constantly amazed.
I don't know if you can get a picture of the crowd, but it's amazing the number of Vinton people that are here.
I'm constantly amazed at how the crowd travels for Vinton County sports.
Well, I think you're going to see it in football this year, because I think you're going to have a similar year. And it's Waverly ball. They get the ball to the high post. Mendez gets a little, again, contesting the pass, gets his hand in the lane.
Not a lot of movement
Waverly
out of the,
gets the ball.
The Tigers
they're doing
right
a little one-on-one right now. Marquez, he's going to get fouled by Yates and puts it in by Nevin Yates.
Kate Marquez.
And N.J. Kite and Matt just put their hands up. Like, not much you can do on that.
Four on the team. To the line.
He's going to bring Nalen Yates back. Probably for Nevin. No, for Mendez.
Nevin will come out. It's always interesting when one brother replaces the other one because, you know, we used to ask the Collins boys what they'd say when one went in for the other.
Griffith's coming back as well. So you've got Griffith, Nalen Yates, Speakman, Jones, and Bartow.
Cade Marquez will shoot. They trail by 19, 61-42. Waverly now trails 61-43, a minute 17 to go in the third. They're going to have to do full court pressure the rest of the way. They got a mismatch right there, and Yates needs to take advantage of it, and he does.
And he does.
Court.
That was
he,
just
the
easy.
Guy guarding him cannot stay with
no,
him.
No, that was just too easy.
63-43. And there's a three by Waverly. No good. Out comes Jones. What a rebounding guard he is. Gets it to Speakman. Speakman, another great pass to Yates, scores it.
Count it.
And that makes it 65-43. Speakman, Jeff, Speakman should be a waiter, Jeff, as many dishes as he's given
there
up
you
today.
Go.
In a basket
that's
by
Adrian.
Waverly. What I'm saying is he is just delivering the food, Jeff. Speakman is doing a great job. And
Yates for three, no.
No good. Rebound
guess
by
who?
Jones. Up
count
in.
It.
On the follow, Derek
67-45.
It's been all Vikings, Jeff, since about
yes, it has.
First quarter. There's a runner, no good. Bartow, another rebound by the great rebounding guards. He gets held, no call. Takes it to the top of the key. Bartow's going to take it himself. Little runner, no good. Rebound by Waverly. Waverly gets it out, Marquez.
Bartow thought he was fouled.
And again, and they scores, and there is Adrian.
Ethan Adrian,
so it's 67-45 at the end of the third. 67-47. We'll be back after this timeout.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services, including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
So back at the combo for the fourth quarter. I just saw Derek Jones, Jeff, look at the crowd and just shake his head at the number of people.
That's
that are
amazing.
It is amazing. He just looked up and shook his head. And
you know, there's a game after us, and still, everywhere you look, you see maroon.
Yeah, we'd like to send a shout-out to Marianne and Fred Napke and Zaleski, who are listening as well. Ball goes to Speakman. Speakman puts it on the deck. Another pass to Griffith.
No.
Oh, and he misses that one. Griffith missed that one. Another good pass by Speakman. And Waverly, Jeff, just picking the ball up high. Marquez
gets
it
out. A lot of one-on-one right now for them.
They miss. Rebound. Vikings don't block.
Oh,
the block by Griffith. Over Griffith that time and putting it up and in is Ethan Adrian.
Adrian gave him a little spark.
18-point game. 18 points. Again, Jeff, you're up 18.
Yeah, you are.
Jones spots for a three. Now
yeah.
You're up 21. Jones hits a three.
That's one of those. No, yeah, good shot.
Kathy Boyers says go Vikes. Griffith with another block. And the sophomore continues to impress, Jeff.
Yes, he does. He even goes and gets the ball and brings it to the referee.
You do that a lot more when you're winning, Jeff.
Yes, you do. I'm impressed with his intensity tonight.
Playing great.
Getting better every week. Almost another block.
And Trey Rigsby, 70-51, Bartow. Bartow loses a handle. Rigsby comes out with it. Jeff, they got open guys down the floor, and they go one-on-one.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's been like the third time Spiegelman comes out and gets it. They had open
now
guys
down the
floor.
Now watch what we do with open guys down the floor.
He headed to Jones, and Jones spots for a three and scores.
And drops it.
73-51. And really, that's like the third time they've had an open guy they did not hit, and we go down and we hit it. 73-51, the Vikings. And there's a three
that's
by
Adrian
Waverly.
Again. No good.
No good. And going to be a jump. Going to be a no.
No, that's
going to
be Viking ball.
And it is. Good call by Jimmy Nicholson.
Satan Hell re-enters the game.
Big Daddy about to take the floor.
Big Daddy will be coming
back
in.
Back in the floor. Right, Dameron.
Eli
Griffith.
And that'll come Eli Griffith, who did a really, really good job for the Vikings tonight. Still got plenty of time for him to get back in there. He has 14.
From Ethan Adrian.
Jake Reed comes in, a junior.
Jones going to bring it up for the Vikings.
Speakman. Vikings in a 1-4 high. Get it to Speakman. Speakman tries to dish it down to Bryce. No good. Reed gets it out to Marquez.
Oh, there might have been a walk.
Marquez gets fouled by the Big Daddy, I believe.
He got bailed out on that one, Bob. He was totally out of control.
He did. Oh, they got Bryce's name right. I've been butchering a few names, I understand.
It's okay.
Marquez, that's a strike. Where he will shoot.
So the Vikings, Jeff, leading 73-51 with 5:49 to go in the game. Now it's 73-52. as Marquez hits the first one. Jeff, Vikings will play if they do win. Is it Friday? Friday.
Play next Friday.
I won't be here, Jeff. You have to take us home.
I'll get us there.
Nailing Yates. Again, Jeff, there's a better foursome of rebounding guards. I'd like to see it.
They will play the winner of Uniota and Logan Hill.
The next game. Speakman, nailing Yates, takes a long distance three and scores it.
From downtown, 76-52.
That was dialing ATT long distance,
that
Jeff.
That was definitely dialing ATT
Marquez.
Long distance.
Oh, and the big dad. Jeff,
that
may have been the latest whistle ever. As they call a foul on the big daddy. Now, Jeff, if Vinton could play Fairfield Union, I'm not saying you've got a lot of games to win, but Fairfield Union has the great junior football player, Woodside, called Big Timber, so it could be Big Daddy versus Big Timber.
Well, Fairfield Union will play Miami Trace the first game next Friday, and if we win this one, we will play the second game.
So going to the line will be Easton Wolf, a 6'2 sophomore. And again, the Vikings get a rebound. That's Yates, nailing Yates.
He tried to dunk it.
I don't know what Matt thinks about that. And there's a basket
right
by Waverly.
Two.
He's got his arms folded, and he's not saying anything. Turnover by the Vikings.
And three by Waverly. They're going to call a timeout. Three by Easton Wolf.
76-57, 4:58 left. It's a full. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. One of the most important things you can do for your family is one of the most difficult to think about. Pre-planning your final arrangements comforts your family with peace of mind, knowing you made all the necessary decisions in advance. Call the professionals at R.M. Williams Funeral Service at 740-384-5755 or visit us at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston. We're a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Why does Family Dental Center offer a free second opinion consultation?
This is Dr. Jeremy Crabtree at Family Dental Center. Dentistry is not an exact science. People deserve to know what their options are and how that impacts the cost of their treatment, long-term outcome. Call us today to schedule your free second opinion consultation. We'll make you smile.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
Back at the combo, the Vikings lead 76-57. This is the most points ever scored by Vinton County at the combo. The previous record was 73 in 2004. And the most points ever scored by a Vinton County team in tournament play was 85.
You're doing your homework again, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm getting my homework fed to me by Nate Lamb. And there is Jake Speakman putting it on the deck. A little runner to Derek Jones.
Short.
No good. Out comes Waverly. They trail 76-57 in the fourth. And
that
it's going to be a foul
on Speakman, and it is.
Speakman tried to do a charge, but clearly the right call as he blocked.
Yep.
Going to the line will be Easton Wolf.
The
Vikings fans are saying there's a travel. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. That was a foul.
That was a foul.
And no travel. And Easton Wolf will go to the line.
His first one is up and good. Before we forget this, we've got to get a shout-out to our board ops girlfriend, Kayla, because if we don't, she's going to kill him. So we got it right.
Because he's here with us.
He's with us. That's right.
76-58. He said he'd rush rather be with you than us.
Yes, he did say that. I don't blame him.
76-59. Waverly making a little bit of a run. 17 points to go with 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. The Vikings lead by 17. Barb Griller, Jeff Thacker, and Penny Griller here on 96.7 WKOV. Yates takes the three and drown it.
From the arc,
79-59.
Jeff, that's one thing you got to kind of wonder. If your Mac comes here, when he takes that shot, you say, the big daddy gets the rebound, gets it out to Speakman. Oh, Speakman gets away with a double dribble.
You're not kidding, he did.
And he's going to get called for a foul, so he gets away with a double dribble.
Yeah, he carried that one on his hip for about four steps.
if you're Matt, when you take that shot right there in the corner, you're saying, hey, why are you shooting that good shot?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, you get a shooter like Chris Bethel. You got to let him shoot it.
Yep.
Or Yellen Yates or
yep.
a
Oh, my gosh, don't
Jones.
Shoot that. Oh, no, great shot. I hear that.
79-59. The Vikings, Jeff, closing in on their all-time tournament points scored in the game record here. Bartow takes a three.
There's three, no.
No good. Rebound by Waverly.
Oh.
Most points ever scored by the Vikings in a tournament game is 85. And Waverly takes it up. There's going to be
a foul. That's going to be a foul on Jones.
Jones, and Jones looks
perplexed.
Bewildered, perplexed, astonished, amazed.
Confused. I'm out. I got nothing
quizzical,
else.
Quizzical?
Quizzical?
About that call. There was a foul, but it was by Bartow. Not on Jones. 79-59. 3:53 to go in the fourth.
First one's up, and no good.
And Waverly hurt themselves in the first half, too, Jeff, by not hitting free throws. Out'll come the Big Daddy. And the Vikings will go offense, defense the rest of the way, as they'll go with the five guards now. And going to the line will be Marquez. Waverly is a very good team, very well-coached team. Jeff, they're going to – I mean, even if they don't win this game, they're going to be back next year.
They will be back.
And they're going to make a deep, deep, deep run.
Second one is up and good.
79-60. Always been a big Robertson fan. He does a great job with the Tigers. Had some of their kids play OYB with us. Jeff always liked them.
Good group of young men.
Very fond memories of Derek Roback playing for us, Jeff, from Waverly. And the Vikings will trigger. Derek Jones will do it. He gets it into Tristan Bartow. And you want to keep the ball in his hands, Jeff, a 90% free throw shooter. Gets it out to Jones.
Oh, missed a wide open Nevin Yates.
Oh, cross-court pass to Yates. No good, and that's maybe one you didn't want. That's a very dangerous pass, and he's going to bring somebody out for that. And Bartow gets it on the block, and he is hammered, and he'll go to the line and shoot a pair. And Bartow, an 86% free throw shooter for the Vikings.
That
so
foul will
Matt's
be gonna, on.
Matt's going to choose somebody for that. I don't know if it was the cross-court pass or the shot. He's
going
to choose
those.
Somebody.
That's
pretty,
on Easton
but, you
Wolf.
Know, right now he's settled down because they're shooting two.
Yeah. That was on Easton Wolf. Bartow will shoot two. 79-60, 3:29 left in your contest. Vikings lead.
And it's now 80, so the Vikings 5 points away from a
tying tournament record. Montgomery in, Nalen Yates out. So Jones, Speakman, Bartow, Nevin Yates, and Montgomery in for the Vikings.
And Coach Combs is doing a little bit of talking with Nalen.
A discussion.
And putting in is Bartow. So 81-60, the Vikings 4 points away from the most points they've ever scored in a tournament game. Coach Robertson also still coaching hard for Waverly. Marquez over Bartow, up and in. It makes it 81-62. 3:15.
He's wrong, Bob.
Yes, he is. The Vikings lead by 19. Bartow and the Montgomery, Yates, Jones, down to Speakman. Speakman, up and in. 83-62.
Dick Speakman.
Jeff, the Vikings is really passing well. Jones almost deflects it. Marquez gets it. Ball is stolen by Nevin Yates. Nevin Yates to Speakman, out to Derek Jones. Derek Jones lays it up. The Vikings have tied their most points ever scored in a tournament with 85.
I'd say they're going to break it. What do you
think? I think they might. And a good left-hand runner, no good. And Waverly gets a rebound, no good. Vikings work hard. Montgomery gets it to Speakman.
Numbers again.
Speakman crosses half court, does the right thing, pulls the ball out to Jones. Vikings got 2:22 to go. Vikings will use some clock. Mendez is going to come back in. They get it to Bartow. If you want to foul, you don't want to foul Bartow. The Vikings want the ball in Bartow's hands. Timeout by the Vikings.
He's going to take a full.
Timeout.
So we'll take a 60 and be back after these messages.
Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson is the place to go for great deals on quality Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles. The good folks at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson have been serving the Southern Ohio community for over 90 years, and they also offer top-notch sales and service. Come see Dan Murrow or Brad Burnside and let them put you in the car of your dreams at Call Auto Sales on Main Street in downtown Jackson. Call Auto Sales. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be. You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
Wholesale substitutions for the Waverly Tigers, Bob.
The Vikings got Curtis Vickers, a senior in the ballgame. His brother sang the national anthem tonight. And the Vikings are going to bring in, and the Vikings are going to do the same thing.
2 minutes.
Sean McCarty's getting ready to check in.
So the Vikings, a little clock here, Bob.
Vikings with 85 points. We'll see if they can break that all-time record.
There
it comes. Mendez, yeah. And they do. Mendez breaks the record. So 88-62, the most points ever scored by a Benton County team in tournament play. And there's a drive and a basket.
And basket for Ethan Draft.
And there's a timeout by Waverly, and the Vikings will subs right now.
Waddell and Sean McCarty in. As well as
Cameron Hammond. So the Vikings getting every single one of their players in the ballgame, as is Waverly. Class moves by two class coaches.
Here's Jerry Rigsby and Kate Marquez.
And out comes
Vikings need somebody.
Now they have too many. They got to get somebody off.
Somebody has to get off.
Mendez is coming out.
No, he's not.
Somebody better come out. And Coach Jones says,
just you. You're standing here. You come out.
So all the seniors are out for the Vikings. All the seniors are out for Waverly. And, Jeff, great careers by the two seniors for Waverly. That would be Trey Rigsby and Cade Marquez. And now coming into the ballgame would be Grant Lybrook.
Again, the Vikings will play next Friday night, 8:15 here at the Convo.
And Jeff Grass move taking Trey Rigsby out by Coach Robertson. And get a good round of applause. Great round of applause by the Waverly faithful. And now coming into the ballgame will be Gage Savely. And he'll come in for Marquez. Another great move. That's a class move by a class guy, Jeff, Coach Robertson.
Good
to reward your seniors, and he's rewarding his two in their final game as a Waverly Tiger. Kurt Vickers gets it to McCarty, Sean McCarty, a junior. Crosses time, a left-hander, gets it to Mendez.
Back to McCarty.
McCarty goes behind the back, takes it down to Hammond.
Cam's in and out of bounds.
Yep. So the Vikings have a record of a three-point shot by Antonio Mendez, most points ever scored in a tournament with 88. Doug Lash says, go Vikes. We sent a shout-out to Doug. We'll send one again. There's ever been a bigger Viking fan than Doug Lash?
I don't know who
I'm not who it is, and he has Brandon been, Jeff, done a great job as the PA guy for the Vikings for years, honored this year as a Grand Marshal of the Wild Turkey Festival Parade. If there's a better guy in Benton County, I'd like to see him.
Yep.
Best wishes to you, Doug. I still want to play a one-on-one in basketball, by the way. And as Doug and I had a long-running rivalry, and then Doug finally beat me wearing a pair of hush puppies, and he quit playing me. He'll never play me again. So. Talk about him about that at church all the time.
We're Gage Savely.
So it's 88-64, a minute two to go. Vikings will get this one, and Jeff said to play next Friday. I will not be here. Jeff and Daniel Thacker have to take that action.
We'll
that a previous
that
commitment?
One.
But I'll be listening.
Do you want to make a prediction on the next game, Bob? Uniode and Logan Elm?
I don't know, Jeff. I do know a little bit about each team. Both very well coached teams, and we'll see. The best player in the area, maybe, for Logan Elm, one of the best players. And Unieta has quite a few players coming back from last year's team. McCarty for three, the left-hander, no good. Hammond is held, and he'll – are they going to call that on Hammond?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow?
Because Hammond was held, his jersey was, like, pulled out of his pants. And but they're going to call that on Hammond.
And he's going, what?
And I didn't see that, Jeff.
I didn't either.
It's 88-64. Vikings had great, great scoring tonight from Griffith, who had 14 points.
For Landon Hoover.
And Hoover will go to the line.
Shooting 1-1.
He is a sophomore. Kevin, I will say this about Waverly. I've seen their seventh grade team, and you better be watching out in a couple years. And going to the basket, a nice take, no good. Hammond comes out with it. He gets it to McCarty. 88-64, the Vikings will be victorious. Hopefully, they probably won't take a shot here. Vickers with the ball, senior left-hander, loses a handle. Out comes Waverly with it. A run out, Waverly will score, and that'll be...
Run out for two.
88-66.
And that'll be at 88-66. The Vikings will pass it. So the Vikings will advance to the next round of district play. And, Jeff, you are five games away, Jeff.
Yes, you are.
Great job by the Vikings. Jeff, I'd like... Jeff, great job by the two seniors for Waverly, Trey Rigsby and Cade Marquez. Wish them nothing but the best. And it's always tough, Jeff, when it's final.
Oh, it is.
So the next game will be Logan Elm and Uniota. We'll try to get Coach Combs up here. It'll take a little bit of time.
Yeah. Why don't we take a timeout?
Jeff, can you hear? I think we've lost power. Can you hear?
Yeah.
I can't hear you at all.
Unplug yourself back in.
Okay, I'm back.
Now can you hear me?
Yes.
I thought maybe you could. Why don't we take a timeout, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Our family works hard so we can serve your family. That's the motto at Ramey's Used Cars, which is located 7 miles west of MacArthur on U.S. Route 50, next to Ramey's Homes. Ramey's has been providing quality pre-owned vehicles since 1970, and Ramey's also has a high-quality parts department. Give Ramey's Automotive a call today at 596-4694, and don't forget to check out John's weekly specials. Just look for the signs and the vehicles in the front of the lot.
Nationwide is on your side. So you're up at dawn, kid, look alive. You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. So many things you're doing with your life. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank. Auto loans and personal loans. Business loans and home equity lines of credit. We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve. Remember, you always win with West Banco. Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year. Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order a breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906. For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
Back at the Convocation Center where the Vikings have won in the ballgame by a score of 88-66, the most points ever put on the board by a Vinton County team in tournament play. A great ball game. A sad day for the two seniors for Waverly. Two great players, Cade Marquez, who had 19, and Easton Wolf had 14, and also Trey Rigsby, the other senior, had 14. Marquez and him ended their careers. Two for Clayton Howe, four for Cole Mendez, nine for Ethan Adrian, two for Brandon Nybert, two for Ethan Crabtree. It's for 66. For the Vikings, Derek Jones, a monster game with 22. The Vikings, Jeff, great balance scoring. 20 for Nalen Yates, who got off to a slow start. 14 for Eli Griffiths, had a monster game. 15 for Tristan Bartz, had a great first quarter. 10 for Jake Smigman. So you had five guys in double figures, and you had 3 points for Antonio Mendez and a three that broke the record. Caleb Montgomery with two, and Bryce Davin with two. So, Jeff, for the guys who they're fourth and fifth guys, so to speak, you had 14 for Griffiths, and you had 10 for Speakman. There's 24 and 2 for Dameron. 26 points from guys who, Jeff, have just improved so much. And I think, Jeff, are what can, as they say in the one movie that Tom Cruise is in, you complete me, these guys complete them, no question.
I agree.
And those three have done it. And we're getting ready for the next game. And we won't be broadcasting the game, but we'll wait on Coach Combs. But the Vikings, at the beginning of the game, Waverly gave the Vikings all they could handle, Jeff. They did a really nice job. Real patient, getting the ball down and dishing. They took some threes, and the Vikings just took advantage of it. And just like that, the Vikings were up 20.
Yeah, they just kind of got out of their game plan, which was working relatively well against the Vikings, Bob. They were within two at one point and just kind of got away from it, as you said, started throwing up some threes. They weren't falling, and it went from a five-point lead to a 20-point lead in just like a snap.
Jeff, you got all kinds of people wanting you to say hello. That's from the Lash family, and saying – told Thank Daddy, Fact Daddy, to say hello. So you're just,
hey,
you're
guys,
a very popular figure, Jeff.
Always glad that everyone's listening, and best wishes to all of you.
And, again, we want to send a thanks to Bruce Knox for doing the stream, which has become immensely popular, and also for the radio for allowing us to broadcast the games on the radio and to stream. And hopefully the streaming will be a permanent thing.
Yeah. And we want to thank Kayla for sharing her boyfriend with us so he can run the board. He's already told us, Kayla, he's going to be with us next Friday. So, sorry, but we're going to take him away from you for another weekend for a little while. But it's kind of worth it.
And, again, I'm sad that I won't be here next Friday, Jeff, but you and Dan, I want to come back so you make sure that you pull him through to another win.
We'll do our very, very best to get that done.
Yeah, and if worse comes to worse, I'll be listening to it at the wedding I'm in, so it's okay.
Yeah, well, I would like to think maybe Chris would kind of be sneaking a listen, too.
It's in Atlanta. I think I can find a way to do it. I know when my sister got married on the same day as the Ohio State-West Virginia game, I'm not sure my dad ever forgave her for that. So, but, you know, just kind of one thing. Again, Jeff, the Vikings, the winner of this game, this is going to be the next game is going to be a great game.
Cause well, I asked you for a prediction. You haven't gave me one
well,
yet.
You know, Unietta was here last year and probably left a little disappointed with the Vikings when the Vikings beat them. They were ranked, I think, fourth in the state, fifth.
Right.
Fifth. But Unietta, I mean, maybe the best player in the area or one of the best players. I'd be hard pressed to say that Bartow is not right up there with him in Yates. But Logan Elm with one of the great players in the area, Jeff, and Rich Young, a 6-foot senior who dropped 40 some the other night. So they're a 16-7 record versus Unietta, Jeff, who has an 18-5 record. So they've got a couple of really nice players on both teams. So I guess, Jeff, I don't really know, but I know the Vikings have had a lot of troubles over the year with Logan Elm teams. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I think the Vikings scrimmage in both at the beginning of the year, and I think won both scrimmages. So, but again, Jeff, that's early in the year.
Right. A lot of things have changed since early in the year.
So we'll see if Coach Combs can come up here in a little bit. We're just killing some time right now. But, again, the Vikings were led. A great game. Jeff, you had to give an MVP today. You pretty much got to go with Derek Jones had a great game with 22. Bartow, the Vikings, again, Jeff, just well-balanced. Bartow carried him early. Derek Jones came along then.
But if I'm going to give a player the game, I'm giving it to Eli Griffin.
Oh, Eli, I'm getting there.
One shot fires up the convo.
I'm getting there, Jeff. I'm getting there. He's got to let me roll.
Okay,
and then
Nalen
Yates had a really rough first half and ends up with 20. And then Eli Griffin, Jeff, with the Dunkarooski from the foul line, going with the Dr. J, and no little kid knows who that, Julius Erving, gets it at the foul line, puts it down, slams it down, look good. And here will come Coach Combs, and we'll talk to Coach. So, Coach, thanks for coming up. I know you want to be with your team down there. Thanks for coming up, Coach. Congratulations.
It's a long jog up here.
Well, you're in shape. You can tell.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. I'm ready to go 5K right now.
Well, you know, one thing that's going to have to happen from here on out is your wife texted me this morning and wanted to know if the local restaurant was open for breakfast, so you need to keep sending her back because I told her.
Yeah, they went down there with me today, the boys and Amy, and hung out at our walkthrough. So good family day. I don't know how much fun I was to be around. A little nervous today, but happy with the result.
Well, very good performance by you. And you have to be – I mean, I don't know, Matt, you've been coaching here a number of years, but I don't know if you've ever had as good as balanced scoring as you had. Derek Jones with 22, Nalen Yates with 20. After a rough first quarter, you had 14 for Eli Griffith, including the Dunkarooski, which just
shook
the house.
That was awesome, yeah.
15 for Tristan Bartow and 10 for Jake Spiegelman. So the guys who have been kind of your fourth and fifth men today, you got 26 points out of them. You got to be very happy with that. You've done a great job bringing them along.
Well, we were pleased with the way we played, the pace we played at. We were able to get out and run, which is always good for us. When we can play that way and get some different guys involved, that's always good. So, yeah, pleased with the effort. I said it's nice that nobody really played bad. Some people played better than others, but I didn't think anyone really had a bad game. Bryce Dameron got sick. That's why he didn't play any more than he did. He just was struggling with a chest cold, had a hard time breathing. And so we just had to go without him tonight. We need him back, so hopefully he can get it worked out.
Well, last year when you guys were here, you had Sean Cottle, Bo Michael McIntyre, and Dameron. And between the three of them, had maybe one good knee between the three of them, and you came through with Sean Cottle. This year, you got a couple of healthy centers, and that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice tonight that Eli came out the way he did because Bryce just couldn't go.
Yeah, sick.
And we always have the option of going five guards. We got some good guys off the bench, so I'm blessed with some depth, and that helps.
I don't know if you knew this, but the most points ever scored by a Vinton team at the Convo was 75, and the most points ever scored by a Vinton County team in tournament play was 85, so you got 88 tonight, so a tournament record for scoring tonight.
Well, this team, they can get it going a little bit. I'm a little disappointed with our defense second half, but offensively, it was a pretty good night for us, and they won't all be like that. You're going to have to win some tournament games with your defense, and it may be the next one against one of these guys because they're both really, really good, really well coached, so... We're going to have to show our defense up this week.
Well, one thing I always tell the kids I coach, and I always say, how does Vinton County win games? And they say offense. I says, no, if you watch them, defense, and I know you pride yourself in just having a hand in the passing lane all the time and deflecting ball.
Yeah, I thought our defense in the first half was pretty good as a whole. I just thought the second half just not what we needed it to be.
Well, Coach, and I know you never want to – you played both of these teams. I think you scrimmaged both of these teams in the preseason, correct?
Yeah, played them both. Both very good, obviously both very well coached. A lot of winning tradition with both. It's going to be interesting, probably a little bit of different styles. So we'll see who kind of prevails tonight. But as you would expect, it's going to be a real tough district final for us.
What did that mean today to have the fire trucks leading you guys?
That's
out
pretty
of company?
Cool. I just can't say enough about coaching in Vinton County. This place is unbelievable. We pack this. We bring more crowd than anybody. We almost take pride in it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, they're not going to outsell us on pre-sale tickets. We sold 1,200 or so pre-sale tickets. We had the fire trucks. During the season, we had dinosaurs. We had everything else. I mean, it's just – I told our kids before the game, one advantage we have is we play in atmosphere every night. Now, obviously, it's not the convo, but how many times this year have we played in front of packed houses and big crowds? I was like, you shouldn't be nervous because we do this all the time. It's just a different place. And I think this crowd, they don't realize how much they do for our team, but we love having them.
Well, one telltale moment of the game was about 4 minutes ago. Derek Jones took the ball out right here and just looked up at the crowd and just – you could just see him say, wow, because the first time he noticed the size of the crowd here, just very impressed by that.
Yeah, it's just such a great place to coach. I told our kids, be so grateful for what you have because there's so many high school kids that go out and play in front of 300 people on a Friday night, and it's no fun. You don't realize, they won't realize it until someday when they're older, how much fun this is. Enjoy it while you're young.
And, you know, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best. We know you need to get back with your team.
Yep.
But I will not be here next Friday. I'm going to be out of state, so it's going to be up to the Thacker boys to pull us through.
If we lose, we know who to blame it on, Bob. I appreciate that.
Blame it on the Thackers, Coach. You're going to blame it on the Thackers. Cause
you're a baseball guy, so I know you're superstitious.
I know, I know. It'll be on me. You can blame me.
Have
Coach,
fun
thank
now.
You.
That's
okay.
All right, man.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Well, Jeff.
Okay, so we know who's going to catch the blame.
Well, we're not going to lose, Jeff, because I'm coming back. I'll be back. So.
Well, we appreciate Coach coming out, and again, we appreciate everybody taking the time. If you've never been to the Convo when the Vinton County Vikings are playing at the Convo, you need to come out next Friday night to see the Sea of Maroon. It is unbelievable. Bob, any last words?
I just wish the Vikings the best, and whoever they play here at the Uniota and Logan Elman. Jeff, I want to be back. I don't want this to be my last game of the year.
I don't either.
So it's kind of up to you, Jeff.
Okay.
I'm not taking the blame for this. It's up to you.
We'll take on the mantle for next week. How's that?
Absolutely,
okay,
Jeff.
So for tonight, Bob Grillo, Penny Grillo, Jeff Thacker saying good night and God bless.
And that concludes another installment of your Vinton County High School basketball. Coverage of Viking basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Belicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to listen in next time for more Vinton County Viking Hoops.